Joining me now live on the South Shore's Midday Report, we have Braintree Mayor Charles Koukouras. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. I guess you're excited about the first responders getting vaccinated on Monday.
We have ordered 250 vaccines for all our first responders, and we are working with the governor's office right now on the date certain as to when we'll be, because we're going to do our own administration of the vaccines here in Braintree. So, you know, we're still working through the vaccines right now.
That's right. I know that you, I believe you had already started with the nursing homes and the long-term care facilities.
Yes. The nursing homes, the first was Royal, which, you know, we did have a lot of cases there, as we did in all the nursing homes. So the nursing homes will definitely get their shots. And, you know, as far as the caseload keeps growing. So, you know, we're at 2,639 cases confirmed. And, you know, essentially, you know, what we've seen is as this spike continues, we maintained the 6-foot distancing in our schools when the children returned back to the hybrid model. So we haven't made any changes there as far as that goes. We're looking at creating some more in-school learning time. We are not going to move to the 3 feet at this point. And I think it's, you know, we're at this critical point where we have vaccines coming out, and, you know, they can never come out quick enough. But I think once that flow starts, you know, starts to make its way into the communities and people start getting the vaccines, it'll, as we get closer to the spring, believe it or not, I would say that, you know, we should start to see some pretty significant change. And, you know, at that point, we should see our numbers start to come down, because people are doing the right thing, but B, because we have vaccinations going out. And as we get through the winter into the warmer months, it's the complete opposite of what happened last year. We're going into a point where things are going to get better and much better. And I think that, you know, personally, I think by the time we get to June, we should see a significant difference in the way our lives are, based on the number of people that will be vaccinated and the fact that there'll be people that will be outside more, which we saw the results of that in August, July and August, as the numbers came down in our town as well as the Commonwealth.
Absolutely, and that's a great perspective to have if people can kind of keep that the long picture in mind about how this will eventually get better. But right now, I think it's tough when people just, you know, in all the towns we cover, seeing those numbers continuing to go up.
Yeah, and for us, I mean, we just suffered a tragic loss of Nelson Chin, who was our rec director and just, you know, such a vital part of our community and one of the greatest guys you could ever meet. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, he was one of you know, he suffered from COVID as well, and he's no longer with us. So, you know, we know firsthand on a personal level and, you know, the sadness that so many people have experienced throughout this Commonwealth and this country and this world, nation and world as a whole, you know, we've experienced right here in Braintree, and one of the finest individuals that, you know, has ever worked for this town in Nelson Chin.
Well, a nice salute and nice for you to remember that him and share that with us. And stay well and stay healthy there in Braintree. That's the Mayor, Charles Koukouras. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.